Welcome to BizHaps, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHaps is brought to you by AnnaBots. We automate sales and support with AI so you can close more deals, save more money, and make your team more productive. Visit AnnaBots.ai to get started. That's my name. That's AnnaBots.ai. Today's guest is Rod Jetter. Couples coach, best-selling author, and TEDx speaker, Rod Jetter created Why Be Angry to help couples stay together, one issue at a time. His BizHap is about that time when him and his wife were kicked out of marriage counseling. Rod, welcome to the show. Let's get into the story.
How are you doing, Anna? How are you?
I'm doing amazing.
All right.
And looking forward to this.
Thanks. There's nothing big about the story. About 19 years ago or so, I was fortunate enough to meet a nice woman, and we got married. And after being married about 10 years, though, I was depressed and not happy, and I wanted out. So my wife agreed to go to marriage counseling. And we got kicked out of marriage counseling. The first 4 weeks, they were assessing us to see if we were suitable for counseling. And on the fifth week, they say, yep, you guys are suitable, and we'll give you another 8 to 12 weeks of counseling. But we got kicked out. And that was because I was being stubborn, and I didn't want to do this exercise that the counselor wanted us to do. And so after that, I was looking at my wife and I said, man, it's a shame we didn't get another 8 to 12 weeks of counseling. And I was like, Lord, if I'm going to stay in this relationship, I need to see some progress right now, because I've been struggling for a little while. And I sat down and worked on something to help other couples go through what I felt like, I mean, help other couples not go through what I felt like my wife and I had experienced. And what I ended up with is what I do now, couples coaching with instant results. That's it. And it just works every time.
Oh, how do you get instant results?
So I created a game, and the game makes couples focus on just one issue at a time. And while they're focused on that one issue, they break it down to all the details of the issue. Because in my opinion, if two reasonable people have the same data in their heads, they'll come up with the same reasonable conclusion if they're reasonably compatible. And so if you have an issue, one person has reasons why they feel the way they do, and the other person have the same reasons why they feel the way they do. And so I just make them focus on, the game makes them focus on just one detail at a time of the issue. And because they're focusing, and the game removes all of the emotions, the negative emotions from the conversation, they're always able to resolve. On average, it can be a 10, 20, 30, 40 year conflict. It resolves in less than 26 minutes on average.
Oh, wow.
Because
you
they're
know,
just, go ahead. I said, because they're just writing. They write down, instead of coming back with a quick emotional response, you write down stuff, and it gives you a chance to say, is that really what I want to say? Is that really what I mean?
Yeah.
And it just helps a lot.
You know, it's important to be self-aware. It is so hard to combine your life with someone else. And this is something that I always think, like, it's, I don't know if you have siblings, I have two, and it's already hard to grow up with them when you have the same education. And then when you combine your life with someone who grew up in a different household with different customs, with different everything, it is really hard. And one thing that I have learned about combining my life with someone is to stop and think, okay, so I'm hurt. Why am I hurt? And then once I can find clarity and find the words to say, this is what happened and it made me feel this way, that's when it's like, all right, we need to talk.
That makes a lot of sense. What I find is that although you figured out how you feel and maybe why you feel the way you do, a lot of times we have a hard time transferring that to our partner. And the game does that. I believe in
That's
most
awesome.
relationships, one person might be more articulate or more dominant than the other person, and they are more likely to get their thoughts across more so, and leaving the other person feeling lost a lot. Well, the game, it really levels the playing field. It just levels the playing field because the most valuable steps in the game, in my opinion, are steps 4 and 5 of the 14-step process, where you have to repeat back to your partner what you believe they mean in your own words. And what that does is, even if your partner didn't say what they meant to say, that'll give them the chance to correct themselves. Or if I just didn't understand what she said, it gives me a chance to make sure I understood her before we move on with the conversation.
That's pretty awesome, and I'm super interested in knowing more about your game because I think that relationships, human relationships, whatever kind of human relationships, are super interesting. And I think that that game that you made can be applied to any other relationship around ourselves. So, Rod, who do you serve, and how can those people find you?
So they can find me at ybangry.com, ybangry.com. If they go there, they can find the game, they can find my book, and your listeners near the top, if they click on 3 free tips and just give me the email address, I will email them a video of this that will show them how to resolve disagreements without arguing. Okay? So they just give me the email address. I'll send them that. Also, I'm on Why Be Angry TV on Roku. So I have my TV channel. And also,
Wow.
they can find me at Why Be Angry TV on Amazon Fire. Now,
Fantastic.
for that, you have to spell out Why Be Angry, the words Why Be Angry. And I'm actually working on a phone app right now. So hopefully that'll be out pretty. Actually, it'll be out before this. Your podcast airs, I believe.
Amazing. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Rod Jeter, for coming on and sharing his story about that time when him and his wife were kicked out of marriage counseling. If you've got a mishap of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to mishaps.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One mishap a day keeps the burnout away. And just a quick reminder, if you want help installing AI systems so you can automate your business without becoming a tech genius, visit annabots.com and get started with us in as little as 30 minutes. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.